to understand that the theme of the week is Halacha the Maisa. A person has Seba, talk about Seba reclining on Leil Seder, which is one of these mitzvahs which we all know how to do it. It's very uncomplicated, as long as you get it right. When something goes wrong, that's when the difficulties begin. To understand, in fact, once things do go wrong, there are differences of opinion. And to understand these differences of opinion, we have to actually first look at the Gemara, analyze the poskim a little bit on it, and then we can actually go to that Halacha L'maaseh. The Makori for Haseba is the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. Arvei Pesachim Samach Mincha Lo Yoichal Adam Ad She'Techshach. Afilu Ani She'Biyisrael Lo Yoichal Ad She'Yoseif. Arvei Pesachim Samach Mincha, person can't eat until nightfall. Even an Ani She'Biyisrael shouldn't eat Ad She'Yoseif until he does Haseba. Ani She'Biyisrael, who certainly normally wouldn't do Haseba, but on the night of Pesach, he's also chayav to do a seba. The Gemara then elaborates on the mitzvah of a seba. The Gemara is on Daf Kuf Ches in Pesachim. V'afilu oni she'yisrael lo yoichal ad she'yoseif. Itmar. Matzah tzorich a seba. Morin tzorich a seba. Matzah needs a seba. Morin doesn't need a seba. Why is this? Because matzah, see, it's zeicher l'gula. So that's the theme of matzah. Moroi is zeicher to the golus, doesn't need hesebo. Yayim, what about the dalat koyfon? Itma mishmei drav nachman tzor hesebo. V'itma mishmei drav nachman ein tzor hesebo. There, there's a difference, appears to be a difference of opinion. Some say in the name of Rav Nachman that you need a seba. Others say that it's unnecessary to have a seba. The low piggy, it's not actually a machlokas, the shame of Rav Nachman. It's harbatati kati kamoi v'harbatati kati bastroi. We're actually talking about two separate kosos. One who says that you need a seba is talking about two of the kosos, and the other one who says you don't need a seba, mishmei Rav Nachman, it's talking about the other two cases. Amri la lahai kisa, amri la lahai kisa. Says the Gemara, but we're not clear which way round it is. Some say it one way and some say it the other way. Amri la lahai kisa, trekati kamoi boi haseba. Da hashtu huta chomaskal la cheirus. Trekati basroi boi boi haseba. Ma da ave hafe. One opinion is that the first two cases need haseba, because this is when we're starting to deal with the Inyan Egu'ula. The last two kaisos don't need to seba, because Ma'adah Avahaveh, it's already history, we're finished with the Haggadah, we're finished with the Inyan Egu'ula, what's the Halo Mitzvah, Birchas Mazon, Halo Mitzvah, so Ma'adah Avahaveh. Ramin Ola Haikisa, some say it the other way around, Adjava, Trey Kasi Pastor, Yipoyah Seba. The last two kaisos need to seba. Because at that time he's free. We're reliving the experience. By the time we get to the third case, we're free already. So therefore, those are the cases which need Heseba. The first two cases don't need, because at that time we're still Avodim, as we're reliving the experience. Only after we get through that Gadol, that's when we've got to the Geula. And although we actually drink the second kos at the end of the Haggadah, that second kos is the kos on which we say the whole Haggadah. Hashtad it's mahaki ve it's mahaki, idi viti bol haseba. Now that it's been said both ways round, idi viti bol haseba. They all need haseba, because otherwise you're going to be in a situation where if you go lukula, you'll end up not doing Haseba at all. If you say the Jerabon, Lukula, we end up not doing Haseba at all. You won't do Haseba for the first two cases, you won't do Haseba for the second two cases. Therefore, all four cases need Haseba. It's interesting that the Gemara said there's a Svara that you shouldn't need to do Haseba for the last two cases, because Ma'adah Avahaveh, it's already history. In that case, we shouldn't need to do hefeba for the size matzah either. On that, Tosfos answers that the size matzah is the ikar seuda, whatever he means. Maybe actually that's something which can be clearer later. So what we got? We've got a situation like this. The matzah needs a seba. Marid doesn't need a seba. Dalet kosos, two of them need a seba. We don't know which two, therefore we'll do a seba for all four. There's a cryptic tosos here. He opens what's called Pandora's box with his words, but he doesn't answer it for us. It says like this. The whole therefore all four kosos need a seva at the time when one drinks. V'tzorich iyun im shokach v'lo yehesev im yachsoi v'yishta. Tzorich iyun, if he forgot and he didn't do a seva, does he repeat the shtir hakos? Does he drink again? Tzorichion, does he? Doesn't he? Tosfos doesn't say what the Tzorichion is. He doesn't say what his starting are. V'chein, in b'kos shlishi lo heisev, in yochol lachsoi v'lishtois, v'heseba. Afar gafta ben shlishi l'ri lo yishta. Similarly, with the third kos, is he able lachsoi v'lishtois? Even if he wants to, is he able to? Because there's a rule, Ben Shlishi Levi Lo Yishta. The Mishnah later on, tells us that Ben Akos Lishalal Limrayt Lishtos Yishta. Between the first kos and the second kos, if you want to drink, you're allowed to drink. Ben Shlishi Levi Lo Yishta. Between the third and the fourth kos, Lo Yishta, because it's near Kamosif Ala Kos. When I say because of Nirukamotiv alakosis, that's not so clear. There are those who say it's not because of Nirukamotiv alakosis, it's because of the problem of Dilma Yishtaka, he might become drunk. But we'll go, for the time being, with Nirukamotiv alakosis. At that stage, if you have extra kosis, you drink extra kosis, it's Nirukamotiv alakosis, therefore, Ben Shlishi Levi Lo Yishta. So Tosfos says, I'm not sure, should you drink? If you forgot to do a seva, should you go back and drink again, or shouldn't you? And he doesn't say what that's tied on. And then he says, and I've got a separate chakira, a separate clear, whether Ben Shlishi Levi, what you meant to do. If you forget at that stage, what are you meant to do? The Rambam on this, says as follows. Actually, goes to Reb Chaim in Central, Reb Chaim al Ashas, and the Brisker of al Rambam actually talk about this, very, very similar. In Perek Zayin Halacha Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam says, "B'chol doy v'doy chayev adam la'aretz et atzmo ki'ilu hu b'atzmo yotza atzmo mishibut mitzayim she'ne'amar v'yisan hoitzi misham." In every day, a person is chayv to see himself as if he came out from Mitzrayim, as it says in the pasuk "Vayisanu hoitzi misham." V'alzavazeti v'akodesh baruch hu b'toyra v'zachar toki evet hayisa kaloyma. It means to say, "Kilu atob atzmacha hayisa evet v'yotzasa lachayrus v'niftisa." You yourself came out lachayrus. Lefikach. Therefore, as a result of this chiyuv, liris asat mekilu hu yotzam Mitzrayim. When a person partakes of food, he eats, he has a suda, the laila hazeh, he needs to do a seba. It's very interesting the way the Rambam puts it. The Rambam seems to divide the mitzvah of a seba from the mitzvah of yain, from the mitzvah of matzah. It's its own category. There's various mitzvahs of the laila. One of them is a seva, and you need to show that you're ben choyrin. You've become ben choyrin. Therefore, you need to do a seva. And when do you do this a seva? Kishasayit. In the next halacha, it carries on like this. Ve'imosai. I'm leaving out bits in between. Ve'imosai tzrichim hetseiba. When do we need hetseiba? B'shas achilas kezayis matzah, u'vishtia asaba koisei sa'ayim. When? He said before, k'shasayei, the person needs to do it. He said, when are you chayiv to do hetseiba? B'shas achilas kezayis matzah, when you have the kezayis of matzah mitzvah, u'vishtia asaba koisei sa'ayim, and when one drinks these four koisei. V'shah achilasei v'shasiyasai, im heiseiv, harizem meshubach. The rest of his eating and drinking, if he wants to do, if he does hetseiba, harizem meshubach. And if he doesn't, ein lo tzarich. Ein lo tzarich is a very interesting lashon. They talk about it. Ein lo tzarich is not necessary. I think that we can maybe take on. He means, well, nothing's happened. If he does, it's not shat, he's not been mekayim in the midst of the tzeiba at all. If he did it, it would have been meshubach. What we see from the Rambam is very, very interesting. The Rambam has created from this Gemara a mitzvah of hetseiba. That's how he's understood it. The mitzvah of hetseiba. The Gemara, when it says that matzah tzorich hetseiba, etc., is just defining for you at which point in proceedings one needs to be mekayim the mitzvah of hetseiba. And the Rambam ended off by saying, if you actually do a seva for the whole meal, harizem shubach. Because as he started by saying, kishasayet, when a person eats on Leil Pesach, that's the time, that's when they used to do a seva. So if you want to be marachet, you want to show you that you're a ben choyin, you do a seva at those times. Even if it's not an achilan shtir specifically of chiyuv. However, one thing is clear from the Rambam, because it's not a chiyuv, the sort of that you have, person isn't a chiyuv of Leil Pesach. What is the chiyuv of Leil Pesach? The achilas matzah and shtir siyayim. So the achilas and shtir of chiyuv, you must do hetseiba for. The rest, harizem meshubach. That's how the Rambam's learning. And because he learns that it's an independent mitzvah, he can say that even for the su'udah, harizem meshubach. He actually learns this out from a piece of Gemara a little bit later on. He talks about a shamash. A shamash is up and down and very busy the whole meal. He also needs to do a seva. Hashamash she'ochal k'sayis matzah k'shu may seif yotza. They say that this is the makor for the Rambam. Shamash k'shu ochal k'sayis matzah yotza. When a shamash ate a k'sayis of matzah, he's yotza. Even though he doesn't have the rest of the suda. Other people are going to have the whole suda by her seva. He'll have the k'sayis matzah by her seva, he's yotza. Because the actual chiyuv is only the ksayt matzah and the salat kriyse. The Rosh talks about the Rambam. By the way, doesn't say what you do if you forgot to do a seva. Now it's not a raya one way or another because it's not thought on the Gemara specifically. So maybe the Rambam doesn't mention it either. The Rosh though does talk about this. The Rosh says as follows: Rim ochal b'loy hetseiba lo yotza. K'dam Rabbi Shimon Levi Hashem she'ochal k'sayis matzah shemeitei yotza matshma meitzavin loy meitziv loy. The Rosh learns from that piece which I just quoted you about the shamash, which I think is the makor for the Rambam. Rosh learns something else from there, that it says that a shamash who ate his k'sayis matzah, the hetseiba is yotza. That's matshma. If you don't do hetseiba, you're not yotza. In which case, you're going to have to eat it again. V'yachzei v'yoychav v'yaseiba. V'chein v'kois rishein v'sheini. Im noy shachzei v'yaseiba, yachzei v'yishta v'yaseiba. First two koises as well. You didn't do hetseiba, drink them again and do hetseiba. That's what the Rosh passes. Avo v'kois shlishi o'yavi, im yishta yoysa nirik ha'moysa v'ala koises. But for the third and fourth koises, if you would drink again because you haven't done hetseiba, nirik ha'moysa v'ala koises. That's what he says. Therefore, it implies that you shouldn't drink again. And now comes the important point. Mi ikka lameima. Kiven sheshata beloi sheloi ketikunoi hubra adava sheloi mi minyan hakoisei chaya. Uma sheshoisa ata hu kois shel chayva. But you can say differently. And this is how they seem to understand the Rosh, the Maizah. That one can say, because you didn't do Heseba, you didn't do the mitzvah kitikunoi, and therefore you have to drink again. So there's no problem of nira tamaisif ala koisoi, because you weren't yaitza. If you drink a cup of wine and you didn't do it kitikunoi, you won't be yaitza. So therefore, you can't say, oh, you mustn't drink again because it looks as if you're having one. You haven't drunk your third koisoi yet. So you have to drink again. That's what the Rosh says. Now, if we think about it, we'll see the Rambam wouldn't have said that. Because the Rambam is learning that Heseba is an independent mitzvah. Therefore, it doesn't impact on your kiyum mitzvah shtir saba koisis. If I drink the dalet koisis without Heseba, I was yetz and my mitzvah dalet koisis. The problem is I wasn't yetz to the mitzvah of Heseba. Therefore, I can't say I haven't yet been yetz for my koisis, therefore there's no problem of nira kumbaitis of my koisis, so I should drink again. The Rosh who says that I haven't been yotza, he's learning that it's a part of the mitzvah of Dalet Koisos. It's a part of the mitzvah of Matzah. The Gemara, when it's telling you about the mitzvah of the Seva, is saying, mitzvah of the Seva, that's a condition in your Shtiyas Dalet Koisos. It's a condition in your Achilas Matzah. Okay, so now we have two shittas here. We have the shitta of the Rambam and we have the shitta of the Rosh. The Rambam is saying that it's an independent mitzvah. Therefore, according to the way we've learned, if you would eat ksais of matzah below heseba, there's no point in eating again the heseba because you've already been yotzei your mitzvah of matzah. Now it's like eating the whole meal. It's meshubach. It's not a mitzvah of heseba, which the chiyuv of heseba on achilas matzah, you won't mekayim. If you drink your koisos, there's no point in drinking again. And on the contrary, on the last koisos, you'll have a problem near kamoisa bala koisos, because you've read to be in the canyon mitzvah of salad koisos. According to the Rosh, it's a condition in the mitzvah of matzah and yayin that you do them, you drink, and you eat beheseba, and if you didn't, you haven't done the mitzvah kitikunai. Therefore, say it do it over again. Eat again, drink again.
According to the Rosh, you could tell somebody to the chaschida, if you want to drink beheseba, you drink without heseba.
I hear what you're saying. That, well, Lamaisa, that's definitely not going to be the case. And that's why, well, let's go to the Halacha Lamaisa now and let's see what the situation is. Halacha Lamaisa, we have a machlokes here between the Mechaba and the Ramah. The Mechaba passes very simply, that any time you have to eat or drink the Heseba and you don't do Heseba, you have to repeat. And I think that it's clear that the Mechaba is learning that Heseba is a condition in the mitzvah of Achidas Matzah. It's a condition in the mitzvah of Shtiyas Yayin of the Dalet Koisos. Therefore he says very simply, you have to repeat. Something very interesting is that the Mechaba never mentions that it's meshuvach to have the meal beheseba, and that would also make sense according to what we've said, because if the mitzvah beheseba is actually a condition in the mitzvahs of Shtiyas Yayin and Achilas Matzah, you can't just be mekayim heseba whenever and however you want. Therefore, the Suda, if you want to do Heseba, if you don't want to, don't. It's not. The mitzvah of Heseba is not independent. It's a part of the other mitzvahs. Therefore, you're not mekayim mitzvah Heseba by doing so during the meal. The Ramah, this is where it really becomes complicated, the Ramah definitely looks as if he's following the opinion of the Rambam. And the clue to that is that the Ramah does say that if you do Heseba during the course of the Suda, Hayzem Shubach, Shittas HaRambam. So on that basis, the Ramah should paskin that you don't need to drink again, you don't need to eat again. However, I think that the Ramah is Masupak. Maybe the Ramah's also got the Sophic of Tosfos. It's not clear cut according to him. Since it's not clear cut, then of course it's going to be Meshubach to eat the Sudah, because it could be that you're being the kind of mitzvah. On the other hand, It could be that it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalet Koisos, a chelik of mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So the Rama set brings here a complication, and he uses that complication to decide his stack. It's already brought in the Torah. Mahab makes no mention of it. There's a Das Yechida, Das HaRavya. The Ravya says, nowadays, it's not Derech Chayus to do a Seder. The world changes, people don't eat like that. You go to a banquet that the Queen is hosting, you won't see anyone doing a Seder. In fact, it probably be considered rude to slouch whilst eating. So therefore, he says, there's no chiyuv of her favor today. And the Torah brings this out. The Rama brings it in the Tark, and Moshe brings it in the Rama himself. But it's a das yichidah. And the Rama is not relying on the totem. However, what he does is, he uses it in that shikul of that, of whether we're going to go for this opinion about saying it's a mitzvah which is tied up with the others, or whether it's an independent mitzvah, there he uses it. And he says as follows: for the achilas matzah, there's no reason why you shouldn't eat again. So eat again. For the shtiyas salas kosos, for the first two, there's no reason why you shouldn't eat it, drink them again. So drink them again. By the way, the modern Abram says that since we don't normally drink again in between, one should have in mind when one drinks the first kais already that if I need to, I will drink again during between the first and second kais, so that it's not, you're not going to have a problem of new kais or kais and with the brachas, etc. I don't quite understand it, because if, as one's saying the bracha on the first kais, one's so aware that you might forget to do a seber, therefore bear in mind that you want to be able to drink between the first and second kosher, you're not going to forget to do a seber. But okay, that's a technicality in it. So therefore, he says, between the first and second kosher, no problem. First kosher, you can drink again. Second kosher, certainly, during the meal, no problem. Third and fourth kosher, he says like this: because we have this problem of nirika moisif ala kosher, which is a shaila, whether it might be also La halacha to drink at this point, here we'll use the ravya as the deciding factor, and we'll say that kadaihu lismo halav b'shas atzchak, and therefore you shouldn't drink between the third and fourth kosos. Okay, so that's just to summarize very quickly. According to the Machaba, whenever you need to eat and drink, say, but if you don't, you have to repeat. And we'll see, maybe there's one possible exception, although the Mechaba doesn't seem to say an exception. According to the Rama, for the Matzah, of course you should eat again. For the... Although, if one's completely finished and remembers afterwards that you wanted to do a Seder, then again you're going to be in a situation where you've got a problem with the possible is they involved, and then the Chayyah, the Rama would say again that you're famous on the Shita Saravya. With the Dalet Kosos, the first and second Kosos you should drink again, third and fourth Kosos you shouldn't drink again. Okay, just to run through in the last 5 minutes some of the basic halachos of the Seba. As I said, they're not particularly complicated and we all know them, so it's good to do a bit of Chazara. Who's chayv to do a Seba? Men, everyone. All men are chayv to do a seber. The only possible exception is a talmid eitz l'davoi, it doesn't do her seber. Women, the Gemara says isha chashuva. See if a question in the Gittin of the Gemara, but isha chashuva does her seber. The Rama, the Shulchanos brings this down as almost verbatim that isha chashuva needs to do her seber. Other women don't need to do her seber. The Rama says Nashi Didon are all considered Chashuvos, but Lemaitza, he says in Tak, Moshe says, I never saw that any women do her Seba. So he says they're relying on the Ravya. They're relying on the Ravya. It's a bit difficult why they should be relying on the Ravya. Maybe because most women didn't all ever do her Seba, so even though now they're all considered Chashuvos because the relationship between us and the wife is different, but even so, they don't do her Seba. The Maisa, the Kappa Chaim says that the do her Seba. And the amongst Ashkenazim, from any survey I've done, whenever you ask who does Seba, who doesn't, half the hands go out, half don't. And I think that those women who do, as I say, by it's fine, and those who don't, then yeshem in this way. How do you do a favor? A favor must be done on the left. The reason it's not done on the right is for two reasons. One, because it's not the dad, because he eats with the right hand, and two, because Shem Yachtin Kodim Leveshet, it could be a sakana. It does make a little bit of complication factor, the two reasons, with an itzayat. The Ramah says that a left-handed person, because of Shem Yachtin Kodim Leveshet, although the other reason would suggest he should lean on the right, but Chamir's Kantam Yisora, therefore he should lean on the left. What happens if he didn't do Haseba? He did Haseba on the Yamin. Right-handed person did Haseba on the Yamin is definitely not Yotzer. A left-handed person, it's a Shaila, possibly is Yotzer, but the Ebed, he's probably Yotzer, therefore he shouldn't do it. Again, certainly if you're going to have this problem of possibly Nerikim Yotzer, etc., so you shouldn't. On the back, on the front, also is not mixed up Haseba. When do you need to do Haseba? We've been through that already, although there's one point, a couple of points we haven't yet made, and those are as follows. For Dallas Koshis, you do a favor. For Achila Mat, excise of mitzvah, says the Rambam, you do a favor. He doesn't mention that we have two kazesim, Motzi and Matzah. The Achila, you should do a favor for both of them. If you only did a favor for one kazais, you would actually have been Yotzah B'Dieved, your mitzvah of a favor. Afikoman, the Rambam appears holding you don't need to Haseba for Afikoman. And in the Mishnah Berurah, they bring down a stir between Tophai and Beis and Tophai and Zayin. One place he says that if it's difficult, you don't need to go back and do Haseba. In the other place, he says that you don't do Haseba. The first one we mentioned implies that Lechachila, you should go back and do Haseba. And the other, Mishnah Berurah implies you're not allowed to that you don't go back at all. So we say, like they actually asked Ramosha the question, and he answered it as follows: that what Mishnah Berurah means is once you've done Bechas Lamazon, and therefore now you're going to have your problem that you're not allowed to eat again afterwards, and therefore it's a shayla la halacha, it's a shayla of maybe Isra, then again we rely on the Rav Yoh. Masha'in king, if it's before Birkas HaMazon, but you've eaten Yafikon already, there he's saying, if it's really difficult, we can rely on the fact that the Akhtonin is only a Zecha, and the Rav Yoh to rely on, and therefore the Yevet, you don't have to. However, if you are able to, then certainly it would be best to go back and eat it again, so long as you haven't yet benched. Okay, again, you're right, so you do.